Parashi says that Yishmael had his milah when he was 13 years old. And Avraham Avinu was commanded to mal the son that he would have Yitzchak when he would be 8 days old. So next week's parasha, by the Akedah, says, Vayhi achrei advarim ha'ela, after these things, Vayu gadol Avraham lema, hinei yolda milk, no, I'm sorry, Vayhi achrei advarim ha'ela, well, kim niso as Avraham. After these things, Hashem tested Avraham. So what is achrei advarim ha'ela? After what? So Rashi brings a couple of pshatim. So the one pshat is that after what Yishmael said to Yitzchak, says Yishmael was mispoyer al Yitzchak, that he mouthed when he was 13 years old, and he didn't protest. So Amar le Yitzchak be'ever echad ata miyareini, with one part of your body, with one ever your ata miyareini, you're trying to scare me about how good you are compared to me, with one ever. Ilu Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu if Hashem would tell me to be mocking myself as a korban, I wouldn't hold it back. Medrash Rabbi says even further. Here Rashi brings with one aver you're trying to scare me. The Medrash says that Yitzchak said, Medrash Rabbi says Yitzchak said to Yishmael, you loaned HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 drops of blood. Why 3? They talk about you loaned HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 drops of blood. If he would tell me to shecht myself, I would do that. That's interesting. And from Rashi and from the Medrash you see, one difficulty is that Yitzchak, in order to answer Yishmael, seems to be downplaying the chashivas of Bris Milah. It's only one aver, or it's only a few drops of blood, a little bit of pain. Big deal. I would be willing to do so much more. It would seem that in order to answer Yishmael, Yitzchak should not have to resort to belittling the mitzvah of Bris Milah, putting down, being mevazah the mitzvah. Sounds like he's being mevazah the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Bris Milah is no big deal. You think you're so great because you were willing to be to be maskim to a Bris Milah when you were 13 years old? Big deal. It's one aver, it's a few drops of blood, it's a little tzar. I would be willing to do something good. I would be willing to do something great. I'd be willing to be mocking myself in the garment. That's something. What you do, that's no big deal. But Jesus said, you were 8 days old, and you had no das, and I had das. So what is he putting down the mitzvah of Milah in order to answer him? Second of all, how is he really answering him? How is Yitzchak answering Yishmael? You said what you did is so good? It's not so good. I would be willing to do something even greater than that. First of all, what kind of answer is that? How do we know it's true? Yishmael can say, you know, that's very nice. You could say anything you want, but I did this and you didn't. And when you're saying you'd be willing to do, you haven't done. Yeah, if the Rebbeinu Shlom comes to you and asks you to be mocking yourself and you do it, okay, then you can answer me like that. But in the meantime, I did something. I mean, Yishmael is saying, I did something. What I did, you didn't do. Therefore, I'm better than you. My meal is better than you. I'm greater than you. So the answer is, well, I would be willing to do something even greater? What kind of answer is that? Yishmael is bringing in proof. I did something better than you. The answer, well, I would be doing... You didn't. And who says it's true? You say you would. How do I know? Prove it. Okay, that's not an answer. The Ibn Ezra asked Akasha by the Akedah. Is the whole story of the Akedah in Chumash is talking about the godless of Avraham Avinu. Well, Kem Nisos Avraham, and at the end, the Baal Shalom says, tells him, Ati Adati Ki Yireh Kim Ato, now I know that you're Yireh Kim. Not a word about Yitzchak Avinu's part in it, other than that he was the one that he was the korban. Rashi brings Chazal when Yitzchak said, "Hinei ha'esh va'etzim va'ayi yaseh lo'ayla." So for the way the trupar doesn't say haseh la'ayla b'ni, haseh, then it's nachta, then la'ayla b'ni. So if there's no seh, then la'ayla b'ni, then you, my son, are going to be the oila. And even after Yitzchak heard that, so that's a drasha. Certainly don't see that without that drasha and just reading the psukim. And Ibn Ezra asks that how come Avraham Avinu's godless is portrayed so vividly and Yitzchak's godless is really totally not dealt with at all, not even mentioned. So all Hashem told Avraham to do this to Yitzchak, and Avraham was willing, and he went through, and how great Avraham Avinu is. Nothing about the godless of Yitzchak. And we know Rashi brings Medrash that Yitzchak was 37 years old. So the Ibn Ezra, in order to answer this kasha, says that the Pashup Shad has to be that Yitzchak was not 37 years old, he was a child. And Avraham Avinu was taking him, he wasn't telling him what he was doing, and when he tied him up against his will. And Yitzchak had no part in it. That's why the Torah doesn't talk about his godless, because there was no godless. Avraham Avinu did the whole thing to him, and he didn't tell him, and he forced him. That's why the Ibn Ezra answers the kasha. Basically, he has no teretz to the kasha. There is no good teretz to this kasha. How could it be that the Torah doesn't talk of the godless of Yitzchak over here? Therefore, it must be an economy. There is none. Why isn't there any? He didn't agree. He didn't volunteer. He wasn't willing. Hashem did it. Avraham Avinu did it to him. So, obviously, this doesn't fit with Rashi. It doesn't fit with all the Midrashim. Not the Midrashim that Rashi brings, that this came about as a result of a conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak about the fact that Yitzchak did not agree to his own bris, his own Mila, and Yishmael did. And therefore, this was the answer, the Yitzchak's answer to Yishmael, that I would be willing to be makir myself. So according to those Midrashim, which Rashi learns in the parasha, so obviously we can't say what Ibn Ezra says. So then we're back to the kasha. Why isn't Yitzchak's godless portrayed over here? So, thing to answer this, I have to understand, what was this conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak? Yishmael says, I'm greater than you. My Mila was greater than you because I was 13 years old. I could have been Moicha, and I was masking. I willingly went through with it. So it's a good time. And whatever Yitzchak answers him, well, I would be willing to do even more. So what? You would be willing. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't, but you didn't. And the whole inyan of Nisoyan is, now, what does Baruch Hashem need in the sign? He knows what a person is going to do. What did he need? All the nisyonis that Avraham Avinu went through, what do you need it for? He knows what Avraham Avinu is going to do. It's in order to answer other people, the Baruch Hashem can tell them. He can tell them Alochim, tell them Masalim, whoever he has to answer, he can tell them, listen, I know Avraham Avinu would do it. They're going to say, we don't believe you. How do you know? So whatever the inyan of nisyon is, you see that it's necessary that the person actually undergo the nisyon. So Yishmael is saying, I passed my Nisoyan. You didn't have this Nisoyan, Yitzchak. To the extent that a person achieves godless and grows from a Nisoyan, I grew from that Nisoyan and you didn't. So the answer is, I would be willing to do something. First of all, who says? Just because you say it doesn't mean it's true. How do you even know you'd be willing? Besides, who says you're telling the truth? How do I know? Yishmael can answer Yitzchak. First of all, how do I know that you're telling me the truth? Who says that you would be willing? Who says you even believe you'd be willing to do it? Number one. Number two, even if you think you would, who says when the time comes, who says you, how do you know you'd be willing? Maybe you wouldn't. You think now when it's not Negei L'maisa. When it's Negei L'maisa, how does a person know how he's going to be Omer Ben Nisoyin or if he's going to be Omer Ben Nisoyin? How does he know? So that shouldn't be a good answer for all of these reasons. And third of all, like we said before, Yitzchak says to Yishmael, it's only one Aver, it's only a few drops of blood, it's a little tsar. Big deal, I'd be willing to do more. As if the Mila is nothing? What did Yitzchak answer? That Mila is no big deal, and therefore, so what? Okay, let's say, so you're, is he really conceding the fact that in terms of Mila, Yishmael is better? Because he's saying, but I'd be willing to do something else. Like, that it's true you did more, but I'd be willing to do something even more. But Enochanami, your Mila is better, is that what he's saying? Your Mila is talking better than mine, but Mila is no big deal anyway. I'd be willing to do something really hard. Could he really be saying that? The pshat is like this. There's Mila and there's Bris Mila. The Bris, as Brisi Alkem as Yitzchak, Yishmael Shemaiticha. As far as Avraham Avinu davened, Lo Yishmael Yechiel Lefanecha, Menachem said, Lo Yishmael Shemaiticha. I heard regarding Yishmael, but as Brisi Alchem as Yitzchak, the Bris is going to be with Yitzchak. Even though Yishmael had a Mila, but there's Mila and there's Bris Mila. Avraham Avinu was Mitzuvah to Mal his children, his Avodim, his children, including Yishmael. But the Bris of Mila is with Yitzchak. What's the difference? It's really what Yitzchak Avinu was saying to Yishmael. He's telling him, Be'ever Echer Atam Yareini, with one Ever, or like the Medrash, it's three drops of blood. He's not saying that Bris Mila is no big deal. Bris Mila is not unbelievably chashuv. He is answering Yishmael. Yishmael says, I'm better than you because my Mila was when I was 13. Your Mila was at 8 days old. He says, Yishmael, you're missing the boat. You're missing the whole point of Bris Mila. Your Mila is not a Bris Mila. Your Mila is a Mila. Your Mila is exactly what it was. You were 13 years old. You were told by our father that he's going to mal you, he's going to cut a piece of skin off, it's going to hurt, it's going to bleed, and you were willing. Because the Rabbi Shalom told him to do it, and you could have said no, and you agreed. So, talka, that's a gewaldige thing. You were oimed in that nesoyin, and you passed with flying colors, that's a tremendous thing. But, all it is for you is one aver, a few drops of blood, some tzar. That's all it is. In terms of the willingness to undergo the pain of Mila, you're right. I agree, you're better than me. But you're missing the whole point of Bris Mila. Bris Mila is not about one little aver, piece of skin, some pain, some blood. That's not what Bris Mila is all about. You know what Bris Mila is all about? If the Rebbeinu Shalom would come to me and tell me to be makir myself as a korban, to shecht myself, I would be willing to do that. That's what Bris Mila is all about. That's what my Mila is all about. He's not changing the subject. He's not saying, well, let's forget about Mila. I can't win that argument, so let's talk about something else. No, he's answering him exactly on what he asked. You think that your Mila is better than mine? Wrong. Your Mila is nothing more than a little bit of blood and pain. My Bris Mila means that if the Rebbeinu Shalom came to me and asked of me to be makir myself as a korban, I would do it. Not that I'm projecting that this is something that I would do and therefore I'm better than you and that compensates for what you did better than me when it comes to Mila. No! Yitzchak is telling him what Bris Mila means. Bris Mila means that my father gave me to the Rabbanu Shalom through Bris Mila. I became the Rabbanu Shalom's Eved. I belong to him. Since I'm 8 days old, I belong to him. You, Yishmael, are bragging that you were willing to undergo Mila because you don't belong to the Rabbanu Shalom. You were never given to him. You never gave yourself to him. You're not an Eved Hashem. So you were given a choice and you chose to be willing to give the Rabbanu Shalom a few drops of blood and one and to cut one Eved. You chose. You made that choice and that's how much you gave and nothing more than that. You didn't give anything more than that. That's all you did. My Mila created in me that I belong to the Rabbanu Shalom. If I care, it's done when it's 8 days old. It's a very funny mitzvah Mila. It's not only a mitzvah on the father, because the chi of karis for not maling is only on the person himself. If he grows up without a Mila, right, after bar mitzvah, the person himself is chayav Mila. If he doesn't, he's chayav karis. Even though if the mitzvah is done properly originally, then it'll never come to that. So the ikar mitzvah, the chiv karis for not mauling, is on the person himself. But if the mitzvah is done properly, he'll never even come to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah because his father is mekayim the mitzvah. What's the pshat? That's what Yitzchak is saying. Then you have Mila, first and foremost, is a bris. It's a bris l'shel Avram that everything belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. So when a child grows up, having the Mila already kavua in him, so pshat, he grows up from the time he's 8 days old, he already belongs to Rabbanu Shalom. It's not a choice he made. It's a metzias. He just has to recognize that metzias later on. The fact that we belong to Rabbanu Shalom is not a choice. That's exactly the inyan of Mila. It's not a choice. Something a father is supposed to do to a son. My father doesn't do it, then I have to decide to do it. But ideally, I should never get to make that choice, because I have to understand what Mila really means is that there is no choice. I belong to Rabbi Shlomo. Mila is the recognition of a father that the child that the Rabbi Shlomo gave him really is not his, it really belongs to Rabbi Shlomo. Hashem gives me a child, it's not my child, it's his child. That's what Bris Mila is. It's really being makar of a korban. That's what Yitzchak is saying. My Bris Mila is such that was done to me when I had no choice, and it was no godless of mine that I have a Bris Mila because my father did it to me. That's how I had no choice. But you know what it means? It means that if the Rabbi Shalom would ask me to be makar of myself as a korban, I would do it. I can state without a doubt I would do it because my Bris Mila, which is embedded within me, means that I belong to the Rabbi Shalom. I feel it. I sense it. It's a metzias. It's a reality. I know it. Therefore, if he would ask me, of course I would give myself to him. I already belong to him. I would just be returning to him what's his. That's what Yitzchak is saying. That's what my Bris Mila did for me, Yishmael. Did it do that for you? Obviously not. You're bragging, be'aver echad atami areini. You're trying to scare me with one aver. He's saying back to Yishmael what he understands, what he knows Yishmael understands about Mila. Yishmael said, I'm better than you because of the tzar and because of the blood. He's saying, if that's what you think is the godless of Mila, then that means you understand that Mila is nothing more than that. So I'm telling you, you're all wrong, and you, Taka, don't have Bris Mila. Mila didn't do for you what my Mila, your Mila that you voluntarily underwent, did not do for you what my Mila, which I had no choice about, did for me. And therefore, no, it doesn't make you greater than me. Doesn't mean that you had some serious nefesh, which practically I didn't go through. Yeah, and a chanami. But that's not the godless of Mila. What my Mila did for me, I'm telling you what it means. Can I prove it to you? No, I can't prove it to you. But I'm just telling you that your Mila is no big deal. Your Mila is no big deal. My Bris Mila is a real big deal. And I'm telling you what it means. Now, if the Rabbi Shalom doesn't ask me to be makar myself, I can't do it. But I'm just telling you, he's telling him the uptight and what Bris Mila means and what it doesn't mean for Yishmael. So the Nisoyan, therefore, was now, Achar Dvar Me'ela, Alekim Nisoyan Avram. So we still have to understand, how does that answer the Ibn Ezra's Kasha still? So it's only a Nisoyan to Avram, Vino, what happened to Yitzchak? Teretz is, yeah. The Nisoyan was to Avram, not to Yitzchak. How can Yitzchak say with such certainty that if the Rabbi Shalom would ask him to be makar of himself, he would do it? Understand? It's a tremendous nesoyin for Avraham Avinu, and the Rabbi Shlomo says, "Ato yadati ki rele kimata." Now, lechasachta es bincha as yichidcha mimeni. The Rabbi Shlomo says, "Now that you did it, I know that you're yirele kim because you didn't hold him back. Now I know, right? Now I know. Before, no. Before I didn't know. I couldn't say it. I couldn't prove it. It wasn't you weren't kind of that madrega before. That's what Rabbi Shlomo says to Avraham Avinu, and Yitzchak is saying, if he would ask me to do it, for sure I would do it." Not only that, but Rabbi Shalom comes to Avram and says, Kach no es pincha, which Rashi says no over here, even though no very often does not mean please, it means now. Usually the Targum translates it as now, but here it means please. And no el loshem makosh, over here, no means please, which means Rabbi Shalom did not order, he was not mitzav Avram Avinu to be makir of his son, he asked him. And Rashi says that they shouldn't say that all the first things you did were nothing. Why would all the other Nisyanim CPS be nothing? Because ultimately, if the Rabbi Shalom asked him to give him back Yitzchak, which is everything Avraham Avinu was oivid for, and promised, and can I have him back? He says, no, then it's all for Avraham, it's not for the Rabbi Shalom. So everything you did, all the Nisyanim CPS were for yourself. It was self-serving, so it's all nothing. Now, if you take everything you worked for, and everything I promised you, and if I asked you to give it back, why did you have to ask him? Why didn't he just tell him? Why didn't you just tell him? It says, Avraham Avinu earned Yitzchak. Maybe the Rabbi Shalom didn't feel he had the right to order him to give him back. But to ask him, he could ask him. He asked him. Had the Rabbi Shalom been mitzava Avraham Avinu, I suspect it would not be considered the same Nisayan at all. Rabbi Shalom says, do it? Of course he's going to do it. He says, please, I'm asking you a favor. I'm asking you a taiva. I'm not ordering you to do it. It's up to you. You decide. I'm asking you for this. You decide whether you don't have to give it to me. You decide. Decide, why should he give Yitzchak back? Why should he give him? Because everything is ultimately for the Rabbanu Shalom by Avraham Avinu. That's the Madrega Avraham Avinu had to be kind of. Everything belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. Even that which he promised me really is his. The promise to me is not for me, ultimately it's for him. Yitzchak is saying, I already have that Madrega. The Madrega that my father, that our father was kind of in the Akedah. Well, he's talking to Yishmael, as before. The Madrega that we know Avraham Avinu was kind of, because he was Oymib in Nisoyin, he went through the Nisoyin, Ato Yadati, now I know. So Rashi says, means now I have what to say. Not that Rabbi Shalom didn't know, but he has what to say to others. Means because Avraham Avinu now went through it and was kind of that Madrega. Yitzchak is telling Yishmael already before the whole thing, before even the request of Avraham Avinu, that if he would ask me, of course I would do it. He's saying, that which Avraham Avinu had to be asked as a bakasha, and it's a tremendous thing. He said, he knows for sure he would do it. Yeah, he knows why. Because he has a bris milah from when he's 8 days old, which Avraham Avinu doesn't. His father's bris milah was after he was a bardas, and he was told to do it, and he had to decide to do it. It wasn't done to him when he was 8 days old. Avraham Avinu had to make the choice. By Avraham Avinu, milah was the choice. Yitzchak's bris milah was the first milah that was not a choice. That's what he's saying. My meal is not a choice because my meal, chat and my meal and my bris meal is that I'm an Eved, I belong to the Rabbanu Shalom. Therefore, of course, if he would ask me to shech myself, I would do it. Asking Avraham Avinu is a whole different story. Avraham Avinu doesn't have that madrega of Mila, and on the eighth, the Mila Bishmini. Therefore, yes, for Yitzchak can say with absolute certainty, of course, I feel it in my bones. I know. I know who I belong to. I know if he would ask me, of course I would give myself. That's why I think is the answer to the Rebbe as his kasha, according to Rashi. For Yitzchak, it's not the same Nisoyan. I'm not going to say there's no Nisoyan involved. Even to recognize what, to be sensitive to what Bris Mila did for him and to him, that he taka feels he belongs to the Baruch Lel. Not everybody who has a Bris Mila feels the same way exactly. But he recognized a reality. That reality did not yet exist by Avraham Avinu. He had to be kind of that reality through the Nisoyin of the Akedah. Mele by Avraham Avinu, the godless of the Nisoyin of the Akedah is the godless of Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak, his godless was that he recognized the reality that already existed with him. He already belonged to Rabbanu Shalom. Mitzidoi. Mitzad Avraham Avinu, he had to come to a new madrega of being willing to give him. But Yishmael, there's no bris milah, there's just milah. Just the idea that I'm willing to undergo some pain and a few drops of blood. So this is the inyan of Mesiris Nefesh, it says, that Klal Yisrael has throughout the ages, comes from the Akedah on Avraham Avinu's part and bris milah on Yitzchak. The bris milah which enabled Yitzchak, and it's a really, there's two parts to the Mesiris Nefesh. There was the Mesiris Nefesh that was embedded within Yitzchak, which created in him that he was a carbon. That really started with Bris Mila. He himself says, because of my Bris Mila, therefore I would be willing to be mocking myself. Now, Avraham Avinu was kind of that Madrega Mitzidoi, Mitzad, the fact that Rabbi Shalom promised Yitzchak to him, and he was willing to give it all back. So between the two, we yarshined the kayach that Klal Yisrael has for a Mesiris Nefesh, not the Mesiris Nefesh of people who think that either they have no value for human life, not anybody else's and not their own, or they somehow believe that if they do something destructive to somebody else, then they get all kinds of scar. Talking about an Avraham Avinu who recognized the unbelievable scar that was there in Yitzchak, ki bi Yitzchak ki kori l'chazara, the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, the whole tachlitz of Bria was going to be fulfilled through Yitzchak Avinu. Then when Rabbi Shalom asked him to give it back, he said, I'll give it back. I'm willing to give up everything, recognizing the value and the godless and the nitzchias involved and being willing to give that all back as far as he knew, give it all up. That sense of Mesiris Nefesh, which Klal Yisrael has had throughout the ages, that taka comes from combination, I think, of Bismillah and Akedas Yitzchak.